Okay, we're holding here in Perek Nunches, and this is on the topic of the type of attributes you can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoisa Amek Min HaKodem. This is still a little further deep. Da Kitir Aloika Yisbarach Bishlilus Watara Miti, defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu with negative things, in other words, what he's not. Defining a Kodesh Baruch Hu by Torim of Chisorin, by Torim of Shlilus, do not engender any issues. They are correct, and they don't create any problems. Omnai, Torah b'chiyuvim, but to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with positive attributes carries with itself issues. So first I need to describe the phenomena of negative descriptions, in other words, what he's not, and not what he's not, but in general, when you define something by what's not, and how the different, in what way are they logically different than positive descriptions, and then I'm going to explain to you that the only way we can describe him is with these negative negations. For Oima, Katoya Enoi Ashe Yuchra Metur Levad, Ad Shalo Yishtatev Batoya Ahu Imzulosoi. Descriptions of entities are not descriptions that are absolutely only that one, but it carries in itself an association with others. So, and it's almost, let's just think a minute. It's almost by definition like that. For instance, if I say, describe to me Yankel. So if I say, well, Yankel is Yankel. So you may be right, but it's not a very helpful description. Description doesn't add much of my information. But if I say Yankel is tall like Reuven, or he's taller than Reuven or shorter than Reuven, it's meaningful. Yankel is smarter than Shimon or less smart than Shimon, I have something. Anytime I give somebody a description of something that he has, I am automatically making him part of a pool of things. Even if I say he's smarter than anyone in the world, so I'm including anyone in the world and I'm saying he's smarter. Or else it doesn't mean anything. Let's go back again. If I say something silly like he's more Yankel than anybody else is, it doesn't say anything because he's only Yankel and that's it. So any type of positive description means that you automatically are associating something about this entity with others. Aval hatoya yeh gam toyle mitur. You can describe something with something which doesn't make him stand alone. Let's give an example. I see some figure coming down the road. And I ask somebody, what is this? I'll tell you, Bal Chaim, a living entity. I'm 100% correct. Yes. But I still haven't defined it in a way that is different, because he could be any one of the animals. What I can say is it's not plant or mineral life. Let's say there's a person in the house. Let's say I ask somebody what's in the house, and the person answers it is neither a mineral nor a vegetable, which is the flip side of what he said before. So by negation, you can eliminate and say it must be a living being. Even though you don't know which balchaim it is. So even when you give negative definitions, you are coming up with some positive item in the middle. I've narrowed my field of candidates. So even though in effect all I've done is I've eliminated some items, but tachlis, there is positive information in that. The omnam. So this is a common denominator between the two types of descriptions, positive or negative descriptions, in the sense that somehow you don't get to something unique, but on the other hand, you do rule out some other things. That's common to both. What's different? What distinguishes negative description of positive? The positive ones, even though it's not unique, but I'm telling you something about this entity. Either something that describes the essence or some particular trait that he happens to have. So when I'm giving a positive definition, I'm actually trying to put a finger on some attribute of this item. So tall, short, white, brown, sharp, blunt, etc. So whenever I am describing something, so I'm one of two things. So when I'm doing a positive description, what's this guy over there? Okay, I'm telling you he's a person and he's white. So I've defined something about his essence. A person means something. I can give a biological definition for it. I can give a dictionary definition. And white is a particular attribute that happens to be true with this particular person. It's not the etzem, unless you're white supremacist, but it's something which is a mikra. It's a person who is also white. So this is where he's going to say you can't do a Kesh Baruch Hu. So in order to give a positive definition, I either need to be able to grasp some of the atzmius, or I need to find something that has become a mikra, that has become stuck on it. So he says, so we've explained, we will explain it. That's the beginning of the second chelik, where he talks about a lot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one without many elements. And the only thing we could possibly understand is he exists, not what it is. Im kain. So then you cannot have a positive description. So I can't take a part of something. So I can say Hashem is Hashem, but so when I speak about Yankel, I say Yankel is tall, he's short, he's smart, he's not smart, he's agile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot separate any elements out of his Metzias. Certainly to say, you know, to define Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is smart and strong and this. Or that something happened incidentally, like a color to a table. That's also something that can't be. So a definite description means either I put a finger on something which happens to be his mitzi, an event, he happened to be a particular color, or I can take a part of it and say, this is a certain part of it. And I cannot not do either anything like that, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Omnam, Tore Harchoka, Haim Ashatzor Sheyosu, Lahaish Asech Mashazor Shemino Yisparach. Mipneish Le Gia Mitzidam Ribu Bishumpanim, Veheim Yashira Sechel Tax Mashev Shazgia Dimensparach. However, he says, descriptions that tell us negative aspects of not a Kadosh Baruch Hu are helpful in that they help us understand what is about Kadosh Baruch Hu that we need to be maimin. In other words, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not something, he's not a goof, he's not a this, not a that. And he said, in as much as it's possible to understand, they're helpful. But Moshe boy, Shini is boilona be moifis chi metzias dove echad zuz elatzam musag mechushim vashakol yosem beseichel. We've established that there must exist something that transcends any physical objects that is perceptible to our senses and including our mind. So when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, we don't mean to say something, the positive part. What we mean to say is that non-existence is a lie about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also say that none of the static items in the world match what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so I can say that he's chai. So all of these terms are basically just a statement of a negative, what's not true, in positive words. When we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about chai and kayim and all these things, we simply mean to negate. It's the information it's giving me is that the opposite is not true. And then we said it's bechlal not a body. So we say, hey, there's something that we have that also meets those criteria, the brain. So the brain is not a goof, and so on. But there's a different attribute. The brain was created by somebody. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu is ever existent. It doesn't have something which created him. We then come to the conclusion that that emes, that nekuda, brings many, many others into existence. The Rambam actually says this is part of the Seder Torah, when he defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that from his amitas mitziusoi, he's given us mitzius also. It is different. It's not like fire, warmth come from fire, or light come from the sun. It's constantly giving them chius and so on and so forth. I'm not sure what he means to negate in Ezek Hashef HaChoyim and Ha'esh. I'm not quite sure what he wants. So So when we use these descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yochel Chacham Reitze, which is a description that was used a lot by the Rishonim, so what do we mean? Rakavana Bela Atayrim, She'enoi Loya V'loi Sochel V'nivla Oizev. He doesn't tire, he doesn't become upset, he doesn't, you know, become nervous. V'inyan Amr Loy Loya, She'mitzi Usoi, that he brings about life of other things also, or existence. When we say he's not foolish, it means he can be masik. Kloima chai, ki kol masik chai. Ki kol elanim tzos holchus al seda van haga. Lo nezovos v'hoibus kasha yikra. So all of these descriptions of Kadosh Baruch Hu will be shalit in the negative. What we can't say, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that. Hine, he says, is Christ by Lacha, Kichol Toya Shintere Boyhu, Im Toya Pula, Oyia Inyanoi Shlila Se Edroi, Im Hoysa Kavana Basagas Atsmo Loipu Lossoi. So he says, the any title of Gizaka Shparhu, if it's not describing. Sorry, it's not describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, then it's describing, it's negating something that we can't say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No positive descriptions. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, we mean to say there is no lack, there's no stupidity. That's all. He called us the way, Im Taya Pula Oyen Yon Ashil Sahedra, Yom Yisik Havana Basakas Atzma Lai Pulasai, So he says, and sometimes in eliminating, you can use it even for things that are not relevant. So Lamashal, when I say walls have ears, and I say no, walls have no ears, so even though walls don't belong class of things, but when you're using the format of negating, you can negate it no matter what. So he says like this. So again, he's talking about Shemayim, because in those days that was that Bria. He says, listen, you know that the Shemayim, we've managed to measure many aspects of Shemayim. We've managed to describe many of the phenomena. And we know that he's a Baal Chayim Netzura. The Shemayim must have Chayim Netzura, but it's not like our Chayim Netzura. It's a lot more refined. It's not above us. So therefore, we can describe it with all sorts of descriptions that aren't kayim, the marshals. Shach noima ka shemayim loy kalim loy kvedim loy mispalim, v'lozeh loy kablo pu'ula, v'ena baletam v'lo bareach giz v'el shlilus. Kol zeh sichlei seina v'chayim ahu. So because we don't have much insight into its chaymer is very different than ours, so the less we share something in common with another entity, the less possible it is to actually be able to describe it. So what we say is, so he says, lezen nuchal letarel b'shemes built in mekayim lebechiva mekayim. we can only describe Shemayim and Eretz correctly in the things that it does not have. Shanachan Lemer, we're going to say, Shemayim loikalim, loikvedim, loimispalim. Heavens don't weigh anything. They're not affected by other things. And that's why you can't do something to Shemayim. You can't throw anything at it. You can't shoot it. So because we have no way of understanding it, all we do is say things that are negative about what it's not. So now, Kavu Chaimer, we're coming to discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that has no mitzias and has no, nothing prompting it. So he says, Shanachlo Nasik Zos Zutavad, Vishayesh Nimtso Leidnolam Mikola Mtsois Hashem Tzium. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu create everything and yet has nothing in common with his creations. There is no ribui, and he never tires of doing what he's supposed to do for the world. And he's like a captain to a ship. And then once again, he puts in parentheses that this is just a mashal ba'alma. So B'meili, he says, positive types of attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are be'etzim impossible. They, in some ways, they can be used to sort of establish, to negate other possibilities. But besides that, there's not really any oifin of, there's no positive understanding whatsoever. So all of the names and everything described and so on is coming back to this point that none of the everything that is needed for the Bria is constantly happening, but without any reference to how to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Yishtabach mi'ashe v'ashke v'ascholem atzmoy, toshe v'asigosem kitzas soge v'idia, u'kishashkif v'ripolisem retzoynoy, toshe v'yosem sichlus, u'kishtadla l'shoynes l'hagdilo b'torim, toshe v'flogis t'vorem leis v'kitzim. So he says, the best way to be toifus these things, he says, in other words, kitzah ha'soge v'idia, he says, So he says the people who use these words and so on to describe something, so when they start talking about what he does, they're speaking foolishness. That's not a good descriptions. When they try to give grandiose descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to lay it on thick, so to speak, then it's just a lot of words without no meat to it. Akopanim, so basically the Rambam is saying that any positive attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such is meaningless. It can't mean anything. Because to say anything positive about something, you need to associate something else with it. So you're going to have to find a parallel. Two, you're going to have to describe either something that is a part of it or something that's outside. Neither to fit well with this. So Lemaisa, the only description that are really meaningful are those negative descriptions. Now he does add something. He says these positive descriptions, sometimes they're just implied a negative. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not that. and so on. But tachlis, that's how he's describing this the usage of language in the Stena Likus. Straightforward language could never ever work. Language that went through in Yanim, then it's possible that it should have the fachas, the right musagim. So what you'll be saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it could be emes. Okay, we're holding over here, Perek Minches. The next 2 weeks, I'm not going to be here, Mr. Hashem. So, and then the third week is a chasana. So, Mr. Hashem, after that, we should be able to resume. I guess Yaakov will send out the appropriate emails. But next 2 weeks, I saw, and then I have a chasana. And I think the week afterwards, I think we're good to restart again. Okay.
Maybe one question.
Sure.
When the Rambam says that we can't understand Rokia and Shemaim, that's Be'etzem or it's Be'mikra? Meaning the Rambam would say
it's something like today, we have a very good marshal fit, something like quantum physics. We're talking about things that are Gashmis, things that are physical, things that exist. We have some knowledge about it, but nobody could know its essence. It's of a different nature than what we know in our macro world. So here also Shemayim, it was the equivalent of that type of thing those days. It was not Hashem, but we could figure out how big it is, how fast it goes, and so on. We couldn't figure out certain things about the Atzmus.
So when the Rambam says that they're not Balei Reach, that means our Reach? Because if you don't know what it is, how could you say it doesn't smell? Maybe it has a different type of smell.
That was an assumption that they have no physical properties that are measurable in any way by our physical senses. That was how they understood. That's what they. That was a given. It's no, the way we use contemporary things as a marshal, despite the fact that it may or may not pan out. But that's how we use it.